This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, so when you wish upon a star, you're going to find that this is the place that you want to be wishing on that star, because we've got an incredible guest in studio who knows all about the mouse, the kingdom, and more. But Christine Zapp, before that, is here right now to say good morning and welcome once again to AAA Central's Talking Travel. One of my favorite discussions is going to unfold over the next hour. So without further ado, let's get to it. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you? First day of summer, second day of summer, something like that?
It's the first day.
That heat has definitely got us thinking of Orlando, right?
Yeah. The best place to be when it's hot outside.
It's hot here, but it's always hot in Orlando. So we're talking all things Disney today. And when you're thinking of planning a Disney vacation, most of the time it's really exciting, right? Like, it's maybe the first time that the family's been there, the first time the kids have been there. But it also can be super overwhelming. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to see. And that's where AAA comes into play. You know, a lot of our travel advisors have been there or they've experienced it. We have a lot of training that we're able to offer. So there's so much more than just picking a resort and picking how many days that you want to go. And one of the things that everybody gets as a member is the AAA Motorist. And this month, the June Motorist feature is one of the agents in our Travel Reservation Center, Danielle. She's been with AAA for 10 years. She's a true Disney expert. She's visited Disney parks every year since 1996. So she took part in their Disney College program. She sailed on Disney's cruise line and stayed at every single property at Walt Disney World Resort. So when you think of a true Disney expert, it is Danielle. From coast to coast, she's also explored Disneyland in California. So she's bringing in so much knowledge today. And I'm so excited to have her kind of give some of her insight to the listeners. You know, AAA offers a full service Disney planning experience, from helping members plan that perfect day-to-day itinerary, recommending which rides are the best, saying, you know, whether or not they need a fast pass for certain activities, how to make dining reservations, where to make your dining reservations, how to get those character experiences that we see. So the only way that you can truly ensure every single detail is taken care of is by working with AAA. You can relax and help us plan the magic.
So, Daniel, let me ask you a question, a little mental telepathy here. What do you think my favorite Disney character is?
I don't know. I'm going to say Mickey.
Close. It's Donald Duck.
Okay.
I've always loved Donald Duck.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I always have.
All the Disney characters are great.
They are. And listen, that's the last vacation I was on many, many years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Believe it or not, coming up on 20 years. But it is truly one of the most incredible places on planet Earth.
Absolutely. It's the most magical place on Earth.
It
so
is.
When
it
you're
is.
Thinking of all the choices and details to manage, you know, Danielle, how do you think that AAA can help members simplify the vacation planning process?
Yeah, I mean, we go through extensive training on Disney, the resorts, the parks, everything that they offer. So we can kind of package everything together for you with expert knowledge of what there is to do. Find the best resort that works for your family, pretty much just tailor it to your needs of each individual client.
I love it. Fun fact, they have dog-friendly resorts as well. So, of course, when I come on here and I yap about my dog, and Rob just thinks it's so cool that there are so many hotels, you know, since we've came out of COVID, you know, some of us are like, dogs are children. That is for sure me. And a lot of hotels and properties have made it so accessible for dogs. So a little later in the show, we're going to talk about a Walt Disney World vacation package and the property we stayed at. And I was, of course, able to bring Nova with us. So that was so much fun. Oftentimes, people think Disney is just a family destination, right? You know, you're taking the kids and it's a big family ordeal. So how can Disney also appeal to adults looking for a magical getaway?
Yeah, I mean, I have a son who's 2.5. Me and my husband used to go to Disney for 8 years prior to that by ourselves. And there's a lot that we would just do, the two of us. There's great resorts that offer spa treatment. There's upscale dining, too. They just opened a new restaurant at Epcot called Geo 82. And last week I had the experience to eat there. It is 21 plus. It is a cool little restaurant bar right in Spaceship Earth. That you get these great views of the parks, of the fireworks. I think Disney's for everyone. You don't have to be a kid. You don't have to have a family. There's thrill rides. There's relaxing pools and spas all over the resort property. And when you're at Disney, you're a kid at heart. So there's really no age limit on a Disney trip.
I love it. I know that when my husband and I, of course, we went and we took our dog, but we went to Epcot, and, you know, being able to eat and drink around the world is such a fun experience. And of course, that's something that, you know, people are taking away from the experience at Disney. And even at Kennywood now, they have that Bites and Pints Festival, which is essentially the exact same thing. So that's something that appeals to adults. It's certainly something that appeals to me. So with Disney, you mentioned some of the resorts and the spas and all of the things that just the properties themselves own. So Disney owns and operates resorts throughout Walt Disney World. They have different properties that are part of their resort collection offsite as well. And, you know, I'd mentioned earlier, you have stayed at every single property. Which one would you say is your favorite?
I don't know if I have a favorite because every resort is different in their own respect. Recently, I stayed at two resorts in my week-long trip. We stayed at Art of Animation, which offers family suites, two full bathrooms, a living room area that can accommodate four, and then a main bedroom that accommodates two adults. It's really nice. It's very themed to kids. They have a Cars family suite, Little Mermaid. There's a Finding Nemo and a Lion King. It's great for families. They have a massive pool, zero entry, and a great splash pad. But then we also kind of stayed on the opposite end and did the Animal Kingdom Lodge for one night. Great resort. They have Savannah View rooms where you're actually able to go out onto your balcony and see animals. We walked into our room, went outside, and we were able to see giraffes right from our room, which
That's
is
awesome.
Spectacular. There's just so many options that can fit every budget for Disney. So if you think maybe not the higher end, the value resorts are still a great place to stay.
I love that.
Good job, Danielle. All right, take us to break. So what are we going to be doing the rest of the hour?
All right. So when we come back, we are going to dig into a Walt Disney World vacation. I'm going to go over some prices, one of the properties that I had stayed at. And then a little later in the show, we're going to go to the West Coast, talk about Disneyland. And then we also have a Disney cruise in store for later in the show as well.
You know, when I was growing up in the 60s, Sunday night, Disney, of course, had the television show. And we all wondered what it would be like to go to Anaheim and experience Disney. My sisters and I would talk about it. And then who knew? Walt obviously didn't live long enough to see it, but he already had the plans in place. You can just basically get on a plane here in Pittsburgh and in 2 hours experience all of the bells and whistles because of what's been going on down in Orlando for decades. So it's a really cool feature.
I absolutely agree. It's so easy to get down there. We've got so many, you know, nonstop flights into Orlando. And with the renovation happening at the Pittsburgh airport, that's only going to bring, you know, more opportunities to travel to Florida, to California, and really all over the world. It's an exciting project. And even being at the airport last week, I was able to see all of that unfold. It's coming along great.
Pretty cool stuff. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back with Danielle and Kristen. We're talking Disney today. This is AAA East Central's Talking Travel with your Pratt Pack. And by the way, we're streaming this live right now, Metropolitan Window video screen. Go to kdkradio.com and click on KDKA Watch. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back to Kristen, lots to get to. Disney, AAA East Central's Talking Travel.
Awesome. Thank you. So we have a Walt Disney World vacation spotlight today. Know that everything that we're going to review is completely customizable to the size of your family, whether it's two adults, whether you've got four kids, you know, whether it's the whole family. If you have certain dates in mind, everything is completely customizable. So the package that we put together is September 10th through the 17th of this year for two adults and two children. And I think that this is really going to inspire the next family getaway that you have in mind. So this package is going to include a 7-night stay at Disney's Port Orleans Resort Riverside. It's going to have a scenic Riverview room. It's a really laid-back Old South themed resort. It's only about 3 miles from Epcot and offers relaxing but busy park days. This is the property that we had stayed at whenever we were in Disney with Nova, and it was great. We were able to really go to the parks in the morning after we took him for a walk around the river, come back around lunchtime, take him for another walk around the river, and then go back into the parks later in the day. It really offered something that was great for us. So these rooms are going to feature flat screen TVs, coffee makers, free Wi-Fi, and a lot of the rooms have extra pull-down bunk beds or those princess-themed headboards, you know, some of those magical touches that are included at these properties. So guests that stay here are going to enjoy free parking, resort and airport shuttles, and a variety of dining options, including a Southern style restaurant, food court, and a bunch of lounges. Plus, there are 6 pools with water slides, waterfalls, and even a bar, as well as activities like fishing, nightly campfires, pirate cruises, and carriage rides. This property and this package is going to be perfect for anyone that's looking to have a busy day in the park, but also mix in some relaxation at one of their Walt Disney World resorts. The total for this package for 2 adults and 2 children, land only, is going to be $5,594.84. It includes a 4-day theme park ticket plus the park hopper option, giving you that flexibility to visit multiple parks in a single day. So, you know, with all of that, I think I want to ask Danielle some questions. You know, I had said that we are including the park hopper in this option. Why, Danielle, do you think that we would recommend a park option, and what makes that a must have for visitors?
Yeah, I mean, the park hopper is great. You are able to visit all 4 parks in one day if you really want to. I know a lot of people like to do that challenge. It's nice. You want to start out your morning at Animal Kingdom, go back to the resort and relax for a little bit, and then head over to Epcot to see the fireworks. It's doable. A lot of the resort parks have nighttime entertainment. Magic Kingdom is bringing a brand new nighttime parade back for the first time in a few years next month. So if you want to start your day at Hollywood Studios, relax, and then head over, see the new parade and fireworks, you're able to do so.
I love that. And there's a lot of super cool activities in these parks. When we were in Hollywood Studios a few years ago, we actually were able to build our own lightsaber. They have the Star Wars area there that is so, so fun, so cool, and so real life. I've never watched Star Wars, and I had no idea. I was like, this is so cool. And my husband's just like a kid in a candy store. So whenever, you know, Danielle had said earlier, everyone's a kid at heart. If you would have saw my husband when we were in Star Wars land, you 100% would agree. You know, so after COVID, they kind of were back and forth on like a meal plan and Disney dining and how they were going to bring that back, if they were going to bring that back. Now, this package that we talked about does not include a Disney dining plan, but those have returned. What are your thoughts on adding a meal plan? And can you explain the different types that, you know, Disney offers for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So they offer 2 different types of dining plans. They offer a quick service plan, which you get 2 quick service meals, a snack, and a refillable mug per person per night of your stay. It's great quick service. You kind of go up to the counter, order, and then go sit at your table. Those are available in the parks, the resorts, and also at Disney Springs, where the Disney dining plan, you get 1 table service meal, 1 quick service meal, that snack and refillable mug per person per night. If you want a little bit more relaxing sort of dining experience, I would highly recommend the Disney dining plan. So you do get those character meals and great sit-down restaurants. It is nice to have because all of your meals are paid for ahead of time for the most part.
Yeah, it makes me think of kind of like an all-inclusive type of experience where I don't have to worry about it. I've been excited. I'm really, you know, amped up and ready to go on vacation, and I don't have to worry about what I'm spending once I get there. It's all included.
Yeah, it's already taken care of. There is no set limit. So if you want to have a steak and lobster dinner every single night of your meal, you can.
I love that. I love that. And so, like I'd said earlier, these Disney vacation packages are fully customizable to fit your needs. We can add airfare from your preferred departure airport. We can add transfers. We have Allianz travel insurance that we're going to recommend with any of our vacation products, you know, the meal plans, water park tickets, you know, if you want more days or less days in the park, depending on what works best for your family, you definitely want to be able to stop by your local office, sit down with a travel advisor and really go over what your budget is, how many people are traveling. And these agents are going to be able to cater this vacation perfect to your needs. So stop by your local office, give us a call. We're available today. Amanda's on the phones. She has been to Disney several times. She's a rock star as well. Give us a call, 1-800-354-8761. You know, with Disney, with AAA, your Disney trip is tailored just for you. So you get a perfect combination of convenience, comfort, and magic. And, you know, whenever you are planning your own vacation, you're almost the travel advisor. You can't sit back. You can't relax. You know, I've had so many family members that have planned their own Disney vacation, and they're almost ready for it to be over before it even starts because they went into detail so much with the planning process that they're like, man, I should have reached out to an agent. I should have had someone else take this load off of my shoulders so that I could truly enjoy my getaway.
You know, even if you're a repeat customer, it's always good to use an agent because sometimes you get set in your ways and you don't think outside the box, and you may really have an opportunity to even broaden your horizon when it comes to the Disney experience. So you got to keep going back to that professional at AAA.
100%. And we have like insider scoop, you know. So like Danielle and I were talking off air, you know, her parents live in Disney. So she's able to go so many times a year. She has a 2.5-year-old that's been to Disney 10 times. I've not been to Disney 10 times. So to be able to go and constantly see what's changing, Disney is one of those companies that they're always thinking outside the box. They're always growing. They're always innovating. So things are always changing, you know, whether it's being able to ride some of those rides before they're available to the public. I know she was able to do that at one point. And we just have training that's offered at AAA that these agents are getting that extensive, in-depth knowledge that just really isn't available by Googling. I mean, you really just need to, you know, give your local AAA travel a call, stop by your local office, and let everybody know what you're looking for, and we can customize it to what you need.
Why do you like it so much?
Well, I like Epcot, and I love that they're dog friendly. Anything that's dog friendly, I'm all about, Rob. So I just think that it was a really great way that we can still keep Nova with us. And one of the cool things that they do at Disney is they have the little buttons where it may be like a first time visit, or you're celebrating an engagement or a birthday. And they gave my dog a first time visit button. I mean, how cute is that?
That is cute.
So they really just keep the magic there and make everybody feel so welcomed. And it's just a really great experience.
So I have a godchild who is an adult, and she is going to be expecting her first child.
Wonderful.
And her husband is career Navy, but the place that she goes every year is Disney. She
so does
absolutely
Danielle.
Loves it. I mean, her whole house is themed Disney. She just absolutely loves it. And that child is going to be so lucky, because I can guarantee you she'll be giving that 2.5-year-old a run for her money.
I absolutely agree. So yeah. If she needs tips on planning, Danielle's your girl.
I know. So Danielle, how did you fall in love with Disney? How did this whole thing start for you?
I grew up going to Disney. My family went every single year since 1996. I have two older brothers who also went with us, and
Right. They
kind of got too old for Disney, so my parents just took me. And then at that point, we started getting annual passes because we were going 2 to 3 times a year. And it just kind of fell into place that I loved Disney. I did a semester of college and applied to the Disney College program, worked down in Epcot for 8 months, moved to Pittsburgh, and the rest is history.
Never look back. I mean, it's just such a cool place. And tell the folks where your mother lives and how you strategically can watch the fireworks.
Yes. So my parents live about 5 minutes behind Magic Kingdom. And if you go outside at about 9:20 every night on their screened in lanai, you can see the fireworks from Magic Kingdom.
Come on now.
What a life. What a life.
Very magical.
It would be, hey, welcome to my home. I want to show you something.
Yes.
But you know, the other thing that really excites me is how this thing is just the beginning. There's so much more real estate, so more many opportunities. And my godchild, her daughter, the future, your son, the future, your dog, the future. It's just going to continue to go on for generations.
Absolutely. And you know, what started as Walt Disney World in Florida has really expanded. You know, they have Disneyland in California. They have Disney Cruise Lines. They have a product called Adventures by Disney, where they're able to travel all over the world, you know, Ireland, Italy, river cruising, and there's Disney specialists with them. So they're really adding the magic to anything that you can think of that's travel related.
Walt was so ahead of his time. There's no doubt about it. Just an amazing story. All right, short break. Paul Rasmussen in with those headlines, just a couple of minutes, and then we're coming right back at it as we continue to pay a tribute to Disney today. AAA East Central's Talking Travel. Next hour, storm-related questions when it comes to trees removals, a big part of what's been happening in recent weeks because of this crazy weather. So Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, is going to drop by and help you solve all of those problems. So stay with us. This is KDKA, and coming up in just a matter of moments, that news at 11:30 with Paul Rasmussen. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's get back. We're talking Disney. Here is your host, AAA East Central's Talking Travel, Christine Zapp. Christine.
Awesome. So now we are going to shift gears to the West Coast, and we're going to talk about Disneyland. So the package here, again, completely customizable to whatever fits your needs. We have a Disneyland vacation package that's going to be September 10th to the 15th of this year for 2 adults and 2 children. This package features a 5-night stay at Pixar Palace Hotel, a relaxed boardwalk-themed hotel, which is just about an 8-minute walk from downtown Disney shopping and about a 15-minute walk from the gate of Disneyland. So these rooms are going to offer beach-themed decor, free Wi-Fi, TV, and a lot of the rooms have park views. So you can also upgrade, and you're going to be able to get upgraded rooms that include access to a lounge that includes free breakfast, drinks, snacks, and then, of course, room service is going to be available. So Disney perks here are going to include early entry, opportunities to meet Disney characters at breakfast. Disney options dining options are going to include a grill, poolside snack bar, cocktail lounge, other amenities being rooftop pools, arcades, a movie room, spa, gym, and about 24,000 area of square feet for meeting space. Parking is available on site as well. So for something like this, we packaged a 5-night option for you. It's not as large as Walt Disney World, so there's probably not as much time that's going to be needed in the parks to really experience everything. So this package includes a 3-day park hopper ticket, which allows your family time to explore Disneyland Park and Disneyland California Adventure. So the total price for 2 adults and 2 children based on land only is $4,912.52. And then, of course, like I had said, this is completely customizable. So if you wanted to add more days at the park, less days at the park, more time at the resort, less times at the resort, you need to add on flights, you need to add on additional things that you can do. So just think, like, you can always add on more and turn this into a full-on California adventure. You can turn it into a week-long thing, thinking Hollywood, Beverly Hills, sightseeing. You know, Anaheim is not that far from LA. So you can really turn this into a week-long trip if you want to go to the West Coast for more than just Disneyland. So now I'm going to get that expert insight that you guys are all wanting from Danielle. So what makes you think Disneyland versus Disney World? What should travelers keep in mind when they're deciding between the two?
Yeah, I mean, Disneyland is its own thing. It's totally different from Disney World. Disney World has the luxury of size. I mean, it's its own world, where Disneyland, the parks are side by side. So that park hopper at Disneyland is going to be the greatest option for you, because you can go back and forth between the parks as many times as you want, because they are right next to one another. The resorts at Disneyland are great too. So they have 3 properties all within walking distance. So there's no need to rent a car. Once you are on Disneyland property, you really don't have to leave unless you wanted to do something else. And that's what we did. We stayed at Disneyland for 3 nights and then transferred over to the Anaheim Marriott and did a tour of LA which we can do all of this too, kind of piece it together as one big package. But that time at Disneyland is so great. They still have some of the original rides there from 1955.
That's awesome.
And that's crazy. They're currently celebrating their 70th anniversary of the park right now. So there's a lot of great things going on. Special fireworks, parades, food, anything you can think of.
I love that. I love that. And like she said, you know, you can do a couple nights at Disney and then you can do more in California. And that's the great thing about working with AAA is whether our agents have been there or they've done the training, they know someone that's been there. You know, Danielle's experienced it. Amanda's on the phones today. She's been to California. So there's just a lot of ways that you can really piece this package together to fit the needs of your family. What would you say would be like an adult's type of experience for this? Same thing with Disney World, right? Like this can be catered to adults as well.
It can absolutely be catered to adults. So Disney World has the Grand Floridian, obviously Floridian for Florida. There is the Grand Californian over in Disneyland. Very rustic, great spa, great dining options. And they do have some adults only experiences for dining at Disneyland also.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love a good spa. I just went on a cruise a couple weeks ago. And of course I took advantage of the spa and it makes me think I could go on vacation all the time. And then, you know, that's one of the great things about working for AAA. You know, we're always hiring and the career opportunities are fantastic. So AAA.com/careers, you could start in travel, you could shift to insurance, you could shift to, you know, marketing, road service. There's a lot of really great opportunities. And then there's a training that's available for, you know, maybe you have a sales background, but you don't really know a lot about travel. You know, we have a sales program or a training program that it just keeps getting better and better. I know when I had started, it was kind of like, here's a 5-day training, which I thought was incredible coming from not having any training at all to now where it's about a 3-month training where they can really dive into the different destinations that we offer, the different vendors that we sell, and then how to put it all together and, you know, make these vacation packages perfect for what your family is looking for. Andrea, who's often on this show, is part of the training program, and she is just a gem. She's got so much experience. You know, we all kind of started as travel agents and then worked our way around. That really gives you the insight of the different opportunities that are available for career advancement at AAA as well. You know, I started as an agent. I worked in a branch. Then I was transferred to our res center, and then I got involved in management. Danielle started in a branch. Now she's in our res center. So there's just a lot of opportunities to move around and be successful with the club.
When you think of Disney, I just think of a lot of smiling faces and people from all walks of life all together with one common goal, just to experience what Disney has to offer. I don't think there's any place anywhere on the planet that so many people can go to a destination, Danielle, and everybody has the same common goal. Every time they go, they just want to feel better.
Yeah, I mean, it's really the place where dreams come true. You can't really see anyone that's mad or anything at Disney. Everyone's just happy to be there. You're living in the magic.
I could use a few dreams to come true.
Hey, call us 1-800-354-8761. We'll make the magic happen.
Well, and as I alluded to during the break, and I've been doing this show for over 30 years, and every once in a while you'd hear people early on say, yeah, I've been there multiple times. And it was kind of like, I thought, boy, that's rare. But as this show has gone on, what she has done and what you have done and what my niece has done, it's kind of common. I mean, as I said, I know dozens of people that have been there dozens of times.
Right. And they go back year after year. And that's one of the really great things is every Disney experience is going to be different. So maybe one time you're staying at Art of Animation and the next time you're staying at Port Orleans Riverside. And then you want to experience staying like offsite at maybe a dolphin property. And, you know, Disney Springs, you know, when Zach and I were there last time, we only went to Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Disney Springs. So it's not only trying to jam everything into 1 week, because realistically, there's just so much to do and see that you really can't jam everything for Walt Disney World into 1 week. Now, when you're thinking West Coast, Disneyland, you probably could jam everything into 1 week and really experience all of the restaurants, all of the different properties, and all of the rides and activities, and just really make that a great vacation in a week.
Listen, I've watched documentaries, I've read books about Walt Disney and what they did in the mid-50s to get that up and running, the live broadcast, the mechanical malfunctions, all the things that they went through, and how a whole lot more people showed up than they thought. And there is something in the back of my mind that I would like to experience that in Anaheim. So just kind of give me a little bit of a flavor of what the original place, the home front was and still is when it comes to Anaheim and Walt Disney. Go ahead, Danielle.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. You can truly feel Walt's expertise
presence
in the park when you're there, because he built it. He walked those streets. They're the same streets. Disneyland, since they're celebrating their 70th anniversary, has a lot of new stuff coming out. They are debuting the first ever Walt Disney animatronic this upcoming summer at a new attraction, which is great.
70 years. That's right. 1955. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Awesome stuff.
Hey, think about, listen, this is before technology, all the things that we can do with AI now and all this stuff. This was just carpenters nailed to 2x4 paint and hope the wires all went in the right direction. I mean, think about that.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't what they expected when they opened the park. I believe I've seen that the cement wasn't even dry on Main Street and people's heels were getting stuck. You go there now, it's not like that at all. No. They transform that park into magic every single night.
And think about what this company has done, how they've just continued to evolve and the things that they've done. And really, this man has been gone since like 1966. So that's coming up on that 60th anniversary next year. So we should all be thankful for what this place has to offer. So what are you offering the listeners today when it comes to Disney before we go to break?
I love that. So, of course, we're offering that expert experience that you need when you're planning a vacation. And then I think that one thing that we're doing right now for members is that we're offering a $10 membership. So if you're interested in planning a vacation to Disney and you're not a member, you can book a new reservation with us and receive a membership for $10. I mean, that is one of the absolute best deals that we've had in a long time. And it's really the only piece of plastic in your wallet that is going to save you money. So think travel, of course, think insurance, think road service, and then other things that you don't always think of. So of course, we've got discounts at park tickets. If you just need park tickets for Disney, maybe you don't need the whole package. You've got family like Danielle does that's right in town. You're going to stay with them. Maybe you just need the tickets. We can hook you up with park tickets for that. Locally, you know, Sandcastle, Kennywood, think of that on a day like today. I'm thinking about leaving and heading right to Sandcastle. And of course, your AAA membership is going to save you money there.
Listen, if I was either one of your ages, I would definitely be at Sandcastle today. All right, listen, let's take a break. We'll come back. Hey, next hour, Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. What to do when it comes to storm damage in trees and something he's experienced for himself to explain to you when it comes to homeowners insurance and all the things that you need to know. Paul Rasmussen, about 15 minutes away with that noon news. He's in today for Rob Taylor. And we'll be back with Danielle and Kristen. We're talking about Disney, AAA East Central's Talking Travel with your Pratt Pack today on KDKA. All right, it's the last call for Disney before we move on to the new news, but we have a lot of stuff we want to get to, so let's get back to Danielle and Kristen. Go ahead, Kristen.
Awesome. So now we are going to shift things a little bit, and now we're going to do Disney at Sea. So we're going to talk about Disney Cruise Lines, and the ship that we're talking about specifically in this segment is the Disney Treasure, and it's going to invite you on a magical voyage full of adventure and unforgettable moments. So you're able to enjoy immersive dining experiences that really bring your favorite stories to life. And when you're working with a AAA travel agent, we do that for a living. We tell stories, you know, whether we've been there and we've experienced it, or maybe our coworker has been there, or we're able to just take that in from some of the training that's offered. We're able to really picture this, you know, picture yourself here. And that's one of the things that's really great about travel is it's different every day. And, you know, every experience is different. You may have been to Disney 100 times and every experience is different. So on the Disney Treasure, there's going to be entertainment featuring Broadway-style shows like Beauty and the Beast. There's going to be exciting attractions such as the Aquamouse water coaster. And kids can explore dedicated play areas while teens have their own exclusive hangouts. Adults, of course, Disney thinks of everyone. Adults can unwind in distinctive lounges, indulge in rejuvenating spa treatments, or just delight in some of that fine dining option that they have on board. So the cruise that we priced out is going to be September of this year, September 20th through the 27th. Based on 2 adults and 2 children, again, we have 2 different options. So the interior stateroom, which is basically, you know, just your bones, just get me on the ship, get me part of the fun. That is going to be $1,802.28 per person based on double occupancy. But if you're anything like me, you need that ocean view balcony. So for an ocean view veranda stateroom, it's going to be $2,106.78 per person based on quad occupancy. So when you think about that little difference in price to be able to have your own private balcony, I mean, that's where I need to be every morning with my coffee. My husband likes to read. You can catch him out there reading a book every morning. I mean, just to have that extra space, it's a game changer to be able to do that little upgrade there. So this specific itinerary is going to be out of Port Canaveral, Florida. So you would fly into Orlando for this. It's going to include stops in Cozumel, Georgetown and the Grand Caymans, Falmouth in Jamaica, and then Disney's private island, Castaway Cay. And it's going to have some relaxing days at sea. I was actually just talking to Alicia earlier in the week about Castaway Cay, and it's that picture perfect destination that you think of when you think of the Caribbean, with the palm trees and the water and the white sand. And when you think Caribbean, that image is exactly what comes to mind. And, you know, when you book with AAA, you're getting more than just a trip. You're getting a dedicated expert who tailors your Disney vacation to your family's dreams, handles all of the details, and makes the experience seamless and stress-free. And I cannot emphasize that part more. Stress-free. There are so many things that, you know, you wouldn't realize that you're missing out on or that is included or that you need to do and see to be able to really make that experience what you're looking for. Danielle, what are your thoughts about Disney Cruise Line? You've been there, you've done it. What would you say to somebody that is trying to figure out what cruise line they want to go to and why Disney makes the most sense?
I mean, Disney Cruise Line's great. They basically took all the parks, the best things about them, and put it on sea. It includes a little bit more than some of your typical cruise lines. So soft drinks, such as sodas, juices, those are already included in that price. So when you kind of sit and compare some of the other cruise lines without drink packages to Disney, it makes the most sense. There is something for everyone. So they have great adults-only areas. They have a adults-only restaurant on all of their ships. They just know how to do it right and make sure everyone has the best time possible.
I love that. Do they still do the fireworks at sea?
They do. So if you do the Bahama cruises, they do a Pirates in the Caribbean night, and they will do fireworks off the side of the ship.
That's awesome. Only cruise line to do it, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's just so many things to think about. And like she had said, with that soft drink packages, you know, if you've got kids and, you know, they're wanting more than just your water, juice, coffee, tea, that's an added perk that's already going to be included in that cruise fare. So you've got your taxes, port expenses, and then that soft drink package included. And that's one of the really great things about working with AAA Travel is that she knows these things, you know, so you might not realize that, but AAA does. And that's why you need an expert in your back pocket.
All right, let me get one in here because 4th of July is just around the bend. So I'm reading the numbers are going to be off the charts as far as traveling. What should people be thinking right now, 2 weeks out?
They should be thinking AAA.
Yep.
You know, we offer a membership for $10 right now if you're booking travel. And, you know, you want to make sure that you have that security in your back pocket. So if you're taking a road trip, you want to know peace of mind. You have, you know, your travel insurance. You can get a triptych put together still. You can, of course, you have that road service if something were to go wrong. You don't think things are going to go wrong, but if they do, you want to know AAA has your back. And whether it's travel, whether it's insurance, whether it's road service, whether it's getting a simple triptych, we still are able to provide that service to our members.
What's your favorite food at Disney?
Mm-hmm. So my favorite food. So when we were staying at Port Orleans Riverside, it's actually right next to Port Orleans, the French Quarter property, which is not dog friendly, but we were able to take a walk along the river and go over to the French Quarter property. And they have Disney like little Mickey shaped beignets. And it just has me thinking I'm in New Orleans. And New Orleans is one of my absolute favorite places. So they're able to tie that into Disney as well.
So, Danielle, you'll appreciate this, and I've told it before, but I'm going to tell it again because it's my show. No. So my daughter's 5 years old. We're in Disney, talking about the castle, Cinderella. It's Castle Cinderella. So we go into the pool late at night. Now it's getting really late, and she wants to see this. So I basically give a whole lot of money to a cab driver to get me where we need to go, but she wanted some snacks, so I stopped off, got her some snacks. I had her wrapped up in a big beach towel. And we pull up in front of this place, and I made it. And I'd already given this guy a whole lot more money than I should have. And I said, Eva, we've made it. There's the castle, Cinderella. And I looked down. She was sound asleep.
Aww.
But it's a memory that I will take with me the rest of my life. And, you know, here's the great thing about Disney. It's not just for kids. It's memories for people my age, your age. Anyone listening has fun at Disney. Don't you think that's a more than fair statement, Danielle?
Agreed. I mean, I went when I was really little, and then I went as an adult by myself. But now seeing it through the eyes of my son, who's 2.5, it's a whole different experience. So there's different experiences every time you go. Disney's just great.
I mean, think about it. Those characters were big when I was growing up. And I remember that window, and you'd see Tinkerbell open up that show every week. I mean, The Wonderful World of Disney. I mean, 7 o'clock every Sunday night. And how we are all these years later, and they're still talking about Disney. Somebody right now as we speak, maybe in a car, going to the airport, getting ready to catch a plane for the first time, and they're so excited, they just can't wait.
It's timeless. It's a vacation that everyone deserves to have once in their life.
Yeah, but
five times a year if you're Danielle.
it won't be once. And, you know, our dear friend Marcy Dingfeld, who's done so much for me through the years. I love you, Marcy. And more importantly, I love the message, which has always been so loud and clear with her, because she could have done anything with her life. But she stayed with Disney because that's what you do, because people just love being a part of that brand, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and I think that speaks volumes, right? So Disney, you know, and AAA, the same as far as, you know, keeping their employees around forever. I mean, Disney has had Marcy on their team forever. I know. Alicia and Andrea, they've been with AAA forever. Tracy Edwards, who, you know, you got this whole thing started with, was with AAA forever. And, you know, Danielle and I are building our careers, and we've both been here about 10 years as well. So it's just a really, really great connection between the two. They take care of their people. And, you know, I definitely want to highlight, too, I want to wrap up the show with a special offer. So
1 minute.
Rob, I only have a minute.
All right.
So I want to wrap up with a special offer, and Rob loves when I give stuff out.
We
have an offer for anyone that books a Disney package with Danielle this month. We're going to send out a special goodie bag to kick off the magic early. So whether you're thinking Disney World Resort, whether you're thinking Disneyland, whether you're thinking of a cruise, give her a call. She is in our res center. She is available as well as the rest of the team. 1-800-354-8761. And then, of course, if you prefer to sit down with an agent one-on-one in an office, we can make that happen as well. You know, Kaylin's got an incredible staff in the North Hills office. All of the offices around the Pittsburgh area, they're open today, noon to 2-ish. Stop by, give us a call. We're here to make the magic happen.
Thank you, Kristen. Thank you, Danielle. Great job. New news. I'm not done. I still have another show. We got a whole hour. Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. But Paul Rasmussen is next with the new news in 2 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.